Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good evening, miss. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Is this Laura Mormino?
Who are you calling from? I'm sorry, I missed.
It's called National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just conducting a survey of issues facing your community and the nation, basically about women and how women are living nowadays in the nation. Can you take your time and share your opinion with us?
I can try. How long will it take?
I don't have an estimate how long it took, but we'll go until you feel that you've had enough, okay? But I'll try to read it as quick as... Okay, thank you. First of all, now the question, I have to read them verbatim, okay, ma'am? Now, I'm not trying to insult your intelligence, but I have to read everything. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Well, female.
Okay, and the reason I ask the question, you know, nowadays in the States, everything is... What is the year of your birth?
Do I have to share?
No, you don't know, ma'am. No, you do not.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, moving forward. Are you registered to vote?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
Okay. What is your race?
Prefer not to say.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You're done,
man. Okay. Moving forward. It doesn't. Moving forward. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Negative.
Okay, what about the future of the country?
Probably negative, yeah.
Okay, wow. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Maybe 5.
5, moving forward.
Yeah.
Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Gun violence, abortion access, student loans, education, crime, climate change, healthcare, economy and cost of living, immigration, national security, mental health, racism, and discrimination.
I mean, yeah, all of those. I don't know that I could rate them. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll pick 3. Okay, now, moving forward, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Hobbies and free time activities, caring for senior family members, your education, contributing to positive change in your community, economic security and financial independence, having or caring for children, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, advancing in your career, work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health.
I would say raising children, the career one, and improving
advancing in your career?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And caring...
Improving mental health.
Okay. Improving mental health. Thank you. Moving forward, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your sexual orientation, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being young, your personality, your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, your spiritual religious beliefs, or just being American.
My profession.
Okay.
My hobbies.
Your hobbies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess being a mother.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Moving forward, when you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel most often? You may choose up to 2 of the following. Happiness, exhaustion, dread, anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness, hope, or pride?
I would say dread, disappointment, and hope.
Okay.
Can I pick 3? Was that a pick 3?
Yeah. Okay, fine. Moving forward. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
B.
Moving forward, mm-hmm. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Corporate money has too much influence, too many old white men in power, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, division and gridlock between political parties, systemic racism, the two-party system, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, power-hungry politicians seeking control.
I think the first three.
Okay. Moving forward, I want to get you back to your day. I want to thank you for taking the time. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
I'm honestly not sure.
Okay. What about your city government?
I'm honestly not sure.
Okay. What about President Biden? Does the decision made by him or his organization, does it affect you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I'm not sure. Maybe a little.
Okay. A little. What about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions?
I believe they do affect in a positive way. Is that
a lot or somewhat? A lot or somewhat?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Okay. What about your state government?
I would say they affect a lot.
And what about the Supreme Court?
A lot.
And the Congress?
A lot.
Okay, moving forward. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to change, to help enact change through civic participation, like to get involved. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission. Does this very motivate you, somewhat motivate you, somewhat unmotivate you, or not at all motivate you to get involved in politics?
Unfortunately, not at all motivates me.
Okay. What about in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade?
Yeah, that one motivates me.
Very or
something?
I donated
somewhat? A lot of money. Very.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers?
Yes.
Somewhat, okay. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Very, very much.
Very, it motivates you a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Boycotting a company, is that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
What was the statement? I'm so sorry.
Boycotting a company.
Oh, yes. I believe that is somewhat effective.
What about signing a petition?
Somewhat effective.
What about volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Somewhat.
What about voting in elections?
More so effective.
Very effective, you would say?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What about attending a protest?
Somewhat effective.
What about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Very effective.
And sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Very effective.
Now we're almost at 75% finished, man. No matter how frequently, okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have it made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You didn't know enough about the candidates. The candidates didn't represent your values. You did not have time to vote. Voting doesn't change the things that matter to you. None of the above because you always vote. None of the above because you faced other obstacles.
I would say none of the above because I always vote.
Moving forward. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more and less in the political system, okay? Now, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does this cause you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system?
A lot more.
What about the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future. Does this engage a lot more, a little less? A lot more. Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAP representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values.
A lot more.
And right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share.
A lot.
Well, now we're almost finished here. Now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? Podcasts, Facebook, international news outlets, local TV news stations, news or informational articles online, national TV news stations, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or other. You may choose two.
I would say Facebook and news, national news media outlets.
National news. Okay, moving forward. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Health, beauty, self-care, government, politics, music, hobbies, tips or hacks, shows, movies, science, technology, humor, memes, business, finance, sports, news, current events.
I would say music and hobbies.
Music, hobbies. Moving forward. Mm-hmm. Now we're at 95% finished. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
What about, like I stated from the beginning, I have to read everything verbatim. I'm not trying to be.
Oh, of course.
It's okay.
You're fine.
Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Prefer not to say.
Okay. Moving forward. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I think Democrat.
Democrat. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, or student?
Full-time.
Full-time. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I believe I voted for Biden.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, miss.
Prefer not to say.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been a great help. Your opinion does matter. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay? Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What in the south?